This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. My husband found this. He's like, you guys got to do this. You found this. We got to do this. And there is a wonderful video element that we will include.
Yuppers.
So you can check it in the show notes. Go to civicmedia.us. At the very top, it says shows. Click on that and then scroll down to Matt Nair on Air. We have an archive of about 100 shows there. And there is also a special little place that you can click on just for Tisbets, which is what call This Shouldn't Be a Thing for short.
Yeah, I don't know why I forgot about them. We do them every day. So you have three opportunities.
Look at that.
Even if you're like, hey, I only have like 3-4 minutes.
That's all it takes.
Download a Tisbat.
There you go. Headline, this is from CNN, Don Riddle with the byline. Headline reads, a wheel of cheese, a steep hill, and broken bones. Say hello to the world's most dangerous race. It is a 200-yard dash after a wheel of double Gloucester cheese. This can be yours. All you have to do is chase down the cheese down a grassy hill and cross the finish line before anybody else does. However, there's a couple caveats here. This is one really, really steep hill.
And it's not just like a smooth hill either.
Not like a beautiful golf course. If it had a big, beautiful hill on it. No, this is a bumpy, looks like rocky hill. And people literally throw themselves down this hill to win a round of cheese.
So you know how, as Americans, there's a sense of inferiority we can feel because European countries and
they're older.
They look down our nose and tut us for our craziness and our love for the meats and cheeses and all those things. They think of us, oh, that scamp of a U.S. They're crazy teenagers. They are no longer allowed to judge us based just on this contest.
Because of this?
Where they literally defenestrate themselves down a hill for what? Not a prize money.
No.
Not a new car.
No.
Just a wheel of cheese.
A wheel of cheese. And again, we will include the video so you can take a look at this. People have broken bones, broken ankles, all kinds of things.
And they're falling down the hill exactly how you would think. Like I'm sure you think to yourself, oh, I would just slide down the hill. No. Or I would, ride on my tush like you're riding a sleigh. No, these people are like
tumbling.
Hollywood tumbling stuntman down the hill.
Calvin, I believe we have a clip from this year's winner. The 200-yard dash after a wheel of double Gloucester cheese. Can we hear that clip, please?
This year was crazy. This year was different. Last year, the hill was muddy and safe. And this year, as you can see, it was dry and dangerous and people got injured. I just shut off my brain and then went for it.
And you were saying back to back, you were pretty pleased at the finish there. What does it feel like to have done it again?
Yeah, I got to tell you. All the people there at the top set, they're gonna steal my title, but this is mine. I work for this. I risk my life for this. It's my cheese.
It's my cheese.
That's how much I love that interview. I asked Calvin. Calvin, do you have the actual hot button available? Okay. I love this interview so much because it just comes down to one simple phrase. It's my cheese. Are we sure this isn't an American?
This is a long, long standing race in England. And my husband told me, because my husband is English, he said this actually does happen in several different cities around England. The chasing of the cheese. The chasing of the cheese.
The chasing of the cheeses.
I just love what the winner said is, I just shut off my brain.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the significant part in this, if you ever intend to do this race. Shutting off of the brain is where you want to start.
Do you think people may take like pain-killing drugs beforehand or after immediately so that way the next 2 to 3 days aren't just the worst moment of your life?
There isn't enough Excedrin in the world that would protect you from this hill. that they throw themselves down.
How about some ivermectin, James?
Well, now that's good for everything. That wraps up today's episode of
It's My Cheese.
This shouldn't be a thing.